Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard.
Well, Matthew Altizer, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, I mean,
was I gone?
Well, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Every time I think about or talk about doing a show featuring the trombone, you're not available. This is what I don't know. Are you not available because I'm playing a lot of trombone music, or do I know you're not available so I play a lot of trombone music? It's like the Matthew or the trombone, which came first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, I wish I could have been a part of last week's presentation.
Yeah. Well, we talked.
I was not up to snuff.
Yeah, you were not feeling well. What's that time of year?
It was. Yeah, it is.
Did you get a flu shot?
I have not. I should do that.
I have never gotten a flu shot. And I don't know. I think last year I got the flu, kind of. But I just, I wasn't feeling well one night. And so I just wrapped up in like 3 sweatshirts and 2 blankets and a hat and gloves. And I sweated. And I just pounded tea and water all night long. And I sweated everything out. And like 2 days later, I felt fine.
Oh, good for you.
So I don't know. Maybe I could have killed myself doing that. I'm not sure. Could I have? At one point, I remember waking up and taking my temperature, and it was 103.
I think 103 is okay.
Okay, because I felt like...
If it's 104 or 105, I think that's when you have to call the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we should make a disclaimer that people should not get medical advice from this radio show.
Neither of us know anything about what we talk about for every subject. I mean, it's really true. I mean, even the music that we play, we're barely holding on to reality when we talk about it. I wish I was joking, but... It's not, I mean, it's not far off. I mean, for those of you that listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about. Especially when Matthew's on the show, like he says something and there's this silence. It's not a technical issue. It's literally stunned silence from me because I don't know what he's talking about. So, all right.
Sorry, that was my dog in the background.
Well, that's fine. Okay, what are we talking about tonight, Mr. Matthew Altizer?
Not trombone music.
No, that's right, because you're here, so it's not trombone music. But thank you, everybody, who came out to the Jazz Kitchen last night to hear Bon Appetit play. It was a lot of fun. It's a fun band, interesting band, 6 trombones on the front line. And so hopefully we'll be able to do more gigs. What was that?
I said, that's a lot of trombone.
Uh-huh. That's right. There were, at any given moment, well, I'm not going to do the math right now, but so I was going to, there's like 40-some positions available at any moment on that stage. I don't know. I mean, it's it's trombone humor. It's never good. It's never good.
Yeah.
But I think we did have a lot of people that hadn't heard the show before listen last week and for the promotion of the Bon Appetit. And from what I understood, they were rather amused and they enjoyed the show quite a bit. I like to think it was because of all the disparaging remarks I said about you. So I got to keep that up and to keep our audience. So I hope you're okay with that.
Whatever we can do to keep our audience, I'm on board.
Yeah, you're game. You're game for it.
I'm game.
Okay. Yep. Well, hey, tonight we're going to be listening to the music of John Raymond. a really great trumpet player, flugelhorn player, as you know, the music that we're going to listen to is featuring the flugelhorn, which is interesting. There's a lot of interesting things about this music that we're going to listen to. First of all, it's a trio. That's not necessarily unusual. You get a lot of trios in the jazz world. But a flugelhorn-led trio, that's unusual. Now, Matthew, if I said there was an instrumentalist-led or flugelhorn, trombone-led, saxophone-led jazz trio, what would your instincts tell you would be the other two instruments?
Oh, I would think like bass and drums, or maybe bass and piano.
Exactly. That would be the natural instinct, because I mean, think of Sonny Rollins. Had those great, the Sonny Rollins Trio albums at the Village Vanguard. It was drums and bass. No chordal instrument. That's like, leaves it a way open, you know. And if you think about, let's see, another famous trio. Oh, the Standardish Jazz Trio that I had at the Aristocrat for many years, or several years. No drums, right? It was bass, piano, and trombone. You remember those days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But John Raymond has a trio, flugelhorn, guitar, drums.
Wait, say that again?
Flugelhorn, guitar, drums.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody listening heard that properly.
No bass. Which is pretty unusual. And I asked him, well, in the interview, we have a great conversation that we'll play later in the show. And I asked him about it a little bit. And, you know, basically it was like, well, there's this club that only the stage was, or the area where we would play was only big enough for three people. And he wanted to do something different. So the guitarist, Gilad Hexelman, he's, you know, anytime he has an opportunity to work with him, he's going to do that. And then the drummer, Colin Stranahan, was available. So they just said, why not? Let's try it. And he's like, it clicked. That night, it clicked. And I've been there. Yeah. And you've been there where you're, you know, talking to somebody or you're making music with somebody. And all of a sudden, it's just like, wow, this could go on for a long time. This is really great, you know. Probably not the first time you and I met, but it was like the fourth or fifth time we hung out. It was like, okay, this is pretty cool. But instead of fourth or fifth time down the road, it was the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when we met our wives, right? It's like, you just know, like, that's it. I'm not. So, yeah. So like with this trio, it's like that. It was that kind of romantic, like, whoa, there's something, there's a deep connection going on here. So yeah, flugelhorn, guitar, and drums. Now, John Raymond is the newest jazz professor down at Indiana University in the Jacobs School of Music. And he's great. I had the opportunity to play in his band last month. His bass trombonist broke his hand 2 days before the concert. And so Brent Wallerab, a friend of the show, suggested that he just call me to come down and basically sight read the concert. And his direction, his tune choices, and the way he has a relationship with the band is really great. And I think he's a wonderful, much needed addition to the department down there. And I hope that we hear and see more of him here in Indianapolis, just because he's such a great guy. And an incredible player, an incredible player. Let me just get some information out, if you don't mind, Matthew, real quick.
Go for it.
Okay. The music we're going to be playing tonight is from the album Joyride. It came out in February of this year. And his band is called Real Feels, the Real Feels Band. You can find them on iTunes and Spotify or johnraymondmusic.net. That's JohnRaymond. MOND, John Raymond, music.net. And you also find him on Facebook and everything like that. He also, part of this show is that we're going to help him drive some traffic to his Kickstarter. This album that we're going to listen to tonight, they promoted it as part of a tour and they recorded everything. And they want to get it mastered and they want to put it together to put out a live album. So the Kickstarter, if you go to Kickstarter, you can type in Real Feels Live Volume 2. And that's the album. It's all live stuff, which is this music, but in a live setting. And I think all the gigs that they did were like in chamber music type settings, in smaller venues, people's homes. And it was not big concert halls and or stuff like that. It was, you know, more intimate. So it's really, I don't know. I really like the music. Why don't, can we just play something? I've been talking too much about this. I think we should just play something. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The first tune I want to play is the tune Follower. I think this is from his album Joyride. It's a great sound, and to me, it kind of exemplifies the overall concept and the sound of the band. So you get it, the idea of the flugelhorn guitar and drums, and the guitar and flugelhorn, they both use loops. So they'll play a line and then click a foot pedal, which will loop that line. And then they can add and layer on top of it. So it sounds like there's more people playing. And Gilad, also the guitarist, has two outputs on his guitar. So he can run the bottom two strings to a bass amp. So it sounds more bassy, not count bassy, but like a bass.
And more bass-like.
Bass-like, thank you. Yeah, all right. So it sounds like there's more people playing, but it's really just three people. It's so cool. So I love this tune. It's called Follower. This is John Raymond from the album Joyride. Thank you. Follower from the John Raymond album Joyride. You're listening to Have You Heard? I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we're featuring the music of John Raymond from his album Joyride with the Real Feels Band. John Raymond can be found at johnraymondmusic.net on Facebook, and he has a Kickstarter campaign right now to try to get his next album out, Real Feels Live Volume 2. And guess what? That fundraiser goes until Sunday. So if you are feeling this band like we are, please consider supporting local, now local, he's down at IU, Jacobs School of Music, original music, and it's great. Also, you can, if you're just tuning in and you're not sure exactly what we're talking about, well, you can go to haveyouheardjazz.com and you can listen to this show on our archive page. So just click on podcast and you can find all of our past shows, multiple past shows you can find there. And we've been doing this for a dozen years, so I think we're up to like 37 shows archived, but we can only do the ones that we have permission from our artist friends to do. So Matthew, when you first listened to this music, what were you thinking? What were your thoughts?
How much I enjoyed his sound on the flugelhorn.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is just a gorgeous sound. Right up there with, that I'm a big fan of Mark Buscelli's flugelhorn sound. Right. And I would say John Raymond is right up there, if not above Mark Buscelli for me. I mean, it's just a gorgeous sound.
It really is. And he makes, it's a major part of his playing. So it's not just an addition to, it's flugelhorn is the main instrument for him, the only instrument for him on this record. I don't think he plays trumpet on it. I mean, I could be mistaken, but I didn't hear it and I didn't read it listed anywhere. So I don't know. Yeah, it's a great sound. I mean, it just leads to, there's so many possibilities with that sound. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. It's very welcoming also.
Right. Yeah.
I think I just listened to it and I was like, I'm home, you know?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, because it kind of like it invites you in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The nature of a trio, a bassless trio like that, leaves more room for the listener to come in. I mean, it kind of resembles like where he's from. He's from Midwest, Minnesota area. So it kind of makes sense. You can kind of hear that in the band's playing.
Yeah, sparseness and, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, welcoming sound. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, so maybe going along those lines, you were saying you like, there's a couple tunes that you really like that kind of exemplify this, the openness, the northern Minnesota type sound, if you will.
Yeah. I thought maybe we could play Minnesota, Wisconsin, which is actually a Bon Iver song or Bon Iver song, however you say it. Well-known singer-songwriter in the alternative music world. Is it alternative music now? I don't even know the terms anymore.
I don't know. I might just be calling it music now.
Music, okay, yeah. In the music world. And then Be Still My Soul, which is a hymn tune.
Yeah. They're both so beautiful.
That's a really nice song. Yeah.
Yeah, so. the hymn tune Be Still My Soul is a hymn from Finlandia. Also, Nordic. You know, a lot of the Nordics, they settled up there. If you're a fan of Prairie Home Companion or anything like that, you get to hear that. So, yeah, why don't we listen to those back-to-back? Because they are back-to-back on the album. It makes sense. So, both beautiful. Man, they are just heartwarmingly beautiful. So, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Be Still My Soul by John Raymond from the album Joyride. Thank you.
That was two tracks from the newest John Raymond album. We listened to Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then the beautiful Be Still My Soul. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to Have You Heard on WICR 88.7. You can find us on Facebook at Have You Heard Jazz. You can find us on the interwebs at haveyouheardjazz.com. And you can contact us through hyhjazz@gmail.com. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I think you got it.
Man, I've been practicing that for like 4 years.
I know. You finally got it. And every time you get it right, I change it. So we'll add another a medium here pretty soon.
Oh, excellent.
But I had a great privilege to and pleasure to talk with John Raymond about this album and about the band Real Feels. And, you know, for more information about him and his band and all the recordings, you can go to johnraymondmusic.net. He's on Facebook. He's on iTunes. He's on Spotify. Kickstarter. His Real Feels Live Volume 2. Stuff that they recorded while on tour promoting this album. So, I don't know, Matthew, what do you think? Should we just jump into the interview here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, as promised, I am very honored to be joined on the show this evening with trumpeter John Raymond. John, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about your spectacular music. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you having me.
Not a problem. Now, we have to get a few things out of the way here. First of all, flugelhorn. Why flugelhorn led band? New York is a busy place, and you know, did you go a couple weeks without sleeping and you woke up one day and said, you know, I'm going to put together a flugelhorn led jazz group without a bass?
Yeah, right. Yeah, all standard traditional things.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it was interesting for me. Over the years, I guess I've noticed that I felt a certain sense of comfortability and a lot of trumpet players feel that because it's kind of, in some senses, it's an easier instrument to play, in some senses. But I guess what I noticed for myself is that whenever I played the flugelhorn, I could get the sound that I was trying to hear on the trumpet immediately, like this dark, warm, rich, kind of low overtone sort of sound. And I didn't have to work as hard for that. And so I could actually focus more on what I was playing and not kind of the sound going into the notes themselves. And it was also sort of a thing where I got a lot of feedback. You know, I felt like every time I would play flugelhorn, somebody would come up to me after a gig and be like, man, your flugelhorn playing is just amazing. And so I kind of noticed that there was like this certain response to playing flugelhorn. I don't know if that was directly because of me or because of the instrument or both. I think it's a really special sound in the sense that it sort of mimics the human voice a little more than the trumpet does, you know, a la a trombone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
are you a secret trombone player? Like, you kind of wish, you know, maybe you made the wrong decision in fifth grade, or
let you know that that's not the case.
Okay. I've had more than one trumpet player confide in me. They'll deny it publicly, but they have. I've said, man, I really like the way the trombone sounds.
I love the way it sounds too, but I've never delved into it personally. But
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So the band that you have is really great. Not only the band, but your tune choices and your original tunes. I'm just really blown away by the sound that you get from with these three guys, with you and two other people. And the looping and some of the stuff that you do is really innovative. And it doesn't detract away from, you know, what's happening. It's just like, okay, now this riff is going on. And how do you incorporate, you know, the electronics and the effects and stuff like that into when you're playing in the studio versus live? And is that written into the tunes, or is that something that has just kind of spawned and added as you've been playing together?
It's a little of both, actually. I guess the band has been in existence for about 4 years, or a little over 4 years. And initially it started with no looping really of any kind. The guitar player, Gilad Hexelman, he has kind of a pedal setup that's unique in that he can sort of run his guitar signal through a guitar amp and a bass amp. And with a certain pedal, he can basically put all frequencies below a certain note to the bass amp. And so it sounds like there's actually four musicians in the band when there's only three.
Yeah.
And that happened from very early on. And then kind of as we kept playing together and experimenting and trying some things, the looping thing sort of came up. And it ended up being something that I think we all got really attached to and really liked a lot. And so on the most recent recording that we released, Joyride, which came out in February of this year, there were some specific sections in some of the compositions and arrangements that we knew it was going to be a looping sort of section. I try not to have every tune have that, because I think it can get a little old, not only for the listener, but for us as well. And for Gilad playing guitar, I want to give him the sense of freedom to be able to not rely solely on a loop. And for the drummer, Colin, I mean, he obviously, when we play live, especially, he has to have a monitor with a really great mix to be able to hear the bass signal and guitar signal specifically, because he's feeding off of that loop. And so he kind of changes his playing or I guess structures his playing around what the loop is, because that's not changing. So right. That also is something that I want to give both of those musicians and just the group in general more freedom to not be locked down all the time to something.
Right. Well, how did you assemble this unique ensemble? How did you find Gilad and Colin?
You know, I knew both of them pretty well from my time in New York. When I moved to town in 2009, Gilad was one of the first musicians that I met and really checked out a lot and got really into his playing. And so we've been playing together now for 9 or 10 years almost. And Colin and I didn't actually get to play with each other until this band formed. But we had a lot of mutual friends that we knew each other, and we'd always see each other around playing. And the band sort of came about, and the instrumentation came about, because there's a specific venue in Greenwich Village that, you know, I would always play at maybe once every other month or something. And it was a trio venue, and so you had to have a trio. It only paid enough for a trio. And usually I would have a bassist and a drummer. It's kind of the standard instrumentation for a trio, I think, with a horn player. But I just decided to try something just for the heck of it, really. I knew that I loved playing with Gilad, and so I wanted to kind of try something in a different setting with him. And I figured that I would bring in a bunch of music that was really familiar to me, that I sort of grew up with, whether it be hymns or folk songs or pop tunes or indie rock tunes or anything of the sort. So it definitely wasn't just limited to jazz. And from the first note we all played together, you could kind of feel there was something special about it. Maybe it was just because it was new or fresh or something, but it definitely resonated in a certain way. And it kind of made me, from there, I sort of just followed my nose, I guess, to try to explore more things in this vein. And that's kind of how the whole thing has really developed over the last few years.
Yeah, the group definitely has its own sound. And it's no matter what type of tune you're doing, you mentioned all the different tune sources that you have, and from your originals to Bob Dylan and Paul Simon. I mean, this is a really great tune choice. How do you go about picking the tunes and putting together, you know, a program for an album or for a performance?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think for me, it's a combination of sort of getting attached to a certain artist or a certain song, you know, just casually. So for example, we have an arrangement of a song by the indie rock group Bon Iver on this last record, this Joyride that came out. And I went to school actually in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where he's from and where that band sort of is based. And that, like it all hit me in my formative stage, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really attached to that music. And so doing a Bon Iver cover was a no-brainer.
Right.
Or somebody like Paul Simon, you know, I love that record, Still Crazy, after all these years. And that was always one song, the song I Do It For Your Love that we cover, mm-hmm. Is always a song that, you know, I thought like, man, this is such a great melody and such interesting chord changes. And, you know, I guess you find little gems here or there of things that are really unique and interesting. Or Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill is another one we do, you know, where it's like this tune that everybody knows and it's in seven. It's like, wow, this is really awesome. And it's got this little hook that, you know, I think you can kind of find one element of each of these songs and really just kind of run with it. And that's sort of the basis for a lot of the arrangements that we have.
Yeah. Well, I have certainly enjoyed listening to this record, and I hope everybody who's listening tonight will go out and find the record. And let's talk a little bit about how our listeners can find you on the interwebs if they so choose to do so.
Yeah. Well, you can find all my music on iTunes and Spotify if you would like to go there first. You can also find me on Facebook. If you just look up my name, I'm there hopefully all over the place or any of their other social media platforms. And I, of course, have a website that is johnraymondmusic.net. I could not get the .com, but the .net was there for me. So I went
for it.
So people can also find more about me and more about the music and even purchase some of these recordings or other merchandise or that sort of thing there.
And you also have a Kickstarter campaign happening to fund a live album of this band.
Yeah.
So is that, what is the Kickstarter campaign? Is that a,
So the Kickstarter is actually a fundraiser to try to raise money to release, as you mentioned, a new live recording that we made this past May of 2018. I've been telling people that I don't think there's a recording that I've ever done that I feel more proud of than this like set of music that I have compiled. And basically the album is all ready musically, but I don't have the funds at the moment to pay for things like mixing and mastering and album artwork and PR and new video content, which has been a big source of, a big thing for this band in terms of getting the word out there about our music online. So if people want to find more information about that, the album is Real Feels Live Volume 2. And if you just put into Google Kickstarter Real Feels, it should be the first thing that comes up. And the campaign is running until Sunday, October 28th. We're trying to raise $11,000, which is a lot of money. But it takes a lot of money to release a record and do it right, in my opinion. And right. So if anybody would be interested or looking to contribute or help support that project and kind of keep this band and this music going, we'd be really grateful for any support.
Well, it is really wonderful music, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. You can tell that you guys really enjoy playing together, and you have a very unique sound, which is special. Or, you know, in this day and age, I think it's not just showing off your chops or whatever. It's like really making music together and equally. So thank you again, John, for taking the time and speaking with me tonight.
Of course. Thanks so much.
What a pleasure it was speaking with John Raymond about his music and his playing and his band and the new recording. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. I really like people like John that have a clear concept and they don't, you know, compromise a lot. Musically, they compromise with the other musicians, but he has a focus and a vision, and he goes for it. I can really appreciate that. I don't know. What about you, Matthew?
I would agree. I'm sorry that I missed the interview with him, but you did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. It's a great album, and a lot of times it's just like, these people are super busy, and if we have the free time, then I just go ahead and do it. And I hope you're not upset by that.
No, not at all.
All right. Well,
not at all.
Well, I appreciate that. You're very forgiving. But we have one last tune to play, and it was a tune I was kind of surprised to see on this album. And it's a tune by an artist that we both love very much. And it's a tune by Peter Gabriel, and it's one of the more iconic tunes. And it is Salisbury Hill. It's a great tune, great groove, very iconic, everything about it. It's just great. So, I don't know, it seems appropriate to finish the show with this great tune. Performed by John Raymond and the Real Feels Band.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, Matthew, thanks for going down this road and listening to this cool music by John Raymond with me. It was great. I hope we have him on again, and I hope everybody supports his Kickstarter. And then we will promote that album. We'll talk to him again when all that comes out. So good night, Matthew.
Good night.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard.